This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to Ferchen Erev Chanukah. So let's just share a few words about the Yom Tov. When I say Yom Tov, the Gemara says, L'shana acheras kavam v'asam, yamim tovim, v'halel uv'hayda. Halel and hayda. Which is very interesting. What do you mean a Yom Tov? It's not a Yom Tov. You're allowed to do malacha. Yom Tov means Isser malacha. So Rashi says, it's a Yom Tov legabe halel v'hayda. When it comes to halel and hayda, it's a Yom Tov. So in the Rambam uncharacteristically in his introduction to Hilchos Chanukah, he gives us historical background. Now, the Rambam is not a history book. The Rambam doesn't usually tell us the story and the history behind something. Certainly by Purim, the Rambam does not give us the background of the story. Well, there it could be very simple. We don't need the Rambam too because it's already recorded in the Megillah. But because there is no record of the story of Chanukah in the Tanakh, so the Rambam feels that the information is lacking, but still the Rambam is not a work of history. But the Rambam is trying to give us an appreciation for the miracle of Chanukah. And before I tell you what the Rambam says, let me just remind you what the Ramban says. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, on the Pasuk, Lo Yasur Sheva Miyehuda, the Ramban learns that even though this is not a lav of Lo Yasur Sheva Miyehuda, but it's the tzava and the will of Yaakov Avinu. And because it's the will of Yaakov Avinu, the Ramban says the Chashmonaim, who were Chasidei Elyon, the Ramban calls them. They were pious of the highest degree. He says, Afal Pishayu Chasidei Elyon, Vilmalehen, and if not for them, Kemat, Shenishtakcha, Torah, Umitzvos Miyisrael. If not for them, the Torah and Mitzvos would have completely been forgotten, Kemat. Nevertheless, they were punished terribly. And how were they punished terribly? They were punished terribly in that the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that anybody who claims they come from the Chashmonaim are Avadim, because the Chashmonaim were all wiped out to the very last man. In fact, the Gemara Baba Basra tells us a story of Hordas. Herod was a slave of the house of the Chashmonaim. He put his eyes on a certain girl from the family of the Chashmonaim. And one day Hordas was walking down the street, and he heard a bas koil who said, any slave that rebels today will be successful. So he got up and he rebelled, and he murdered all of his masters. And he left one woman, and because he wanted her. And this woman saw that he had his eyes on her. So she went up to the roof, and she called out, anyone who says that I'm a descendant of the Chashmonaim is an Eved, because I'm the last remaining Chashmonai, and I'm about to jump off the roof. And the Gemara says he preserved her 7 years in honey. Honey is a preservative. Some say he actually had relations with her while she was dead. And others say he didn't, but he just wanted to see her. And to say that, the Gemara says he wanted to say that he married the daughter of the king. But be it as it may, the Gemara says the Chashmonaim suffered a terrible fate. And that is, they were all wiped out. And there are no descendants of the Chashmonaim today. Says the Ramban. Very good. But my uncle says it was a sticky situation. Very good. So, kala kavo, that was okay. So, says the Ramban, why did they suffer such a terrible fate? Because they violated the tzava of Yaakov Avinu, la yasur sheva miyehuda. When they redeemed the Jewish people, so to speak, they took it one step too far. They took over the Melucha, and Kohanim cannot be kings. They violated Lo Yasur Shem Yehuda, and therefore they were punished terribly. By the way, the Yushalmi, Masechta Ha'irayos, Paragima Halacha Beis, brings that you're not allowed to anoint a king from the Kohanim. Why? The Yushalmi says, Beferosh, Lo Yasur Shevet Yehuda. Okay, that is familiar. Comes the Rambam. So with that background, the Rambam tells us the Chanukah story. Babayasheni, Kishamalchu Yavan, when Yavan reigned, Gazru Gezeros al Yisrael, Ubitlu Dasam, they abolished religion, Vlahinichu Isam Lasik Bitarva Mitzvahs, Upashtu Yadam Imamainam, they stretched out their hand against our money, Ubibnaiseyam, and against our daughters, and they went into the Heichal, and they breached the Heichal, and they tormented us very much. Ad sherichem aleihem elikei avoisam, v'hashiyam miyadam v'hitzilu v'gavru. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam adds one thing, and that is, it's not quoted here. Let's see if we could find the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam adds one nekuda. You ready? This is very important. Says the Halakha Rambam. Okay, it's not here. If I remember correctly, Vehemidu Melech min ha-Kohanim. They appointed a king from the Kohanim. Vehechziru Malchus Yisrael Yasar mi-Masayim Shana. And they restored Malchus to the Jewish people more than 200 years. So many of these things are necessary. Certainly we need to know that God saved us from the Yevanim. But why does the Rambam add that they established a melech from the Kohanim? I mean, that's true. They did. But why does the Rambam include that in the story of the miracle of Chanukah? If according to Rambam, that was a chet, it was an avera, and because of that they suffered a terrible punishment, then this is information that should not be included in the miracle of Chanukah. They did a terrible avera, and that has nothing to do with the Chanukah Yom Tov and the Chanukah story. Why is the Rambam including this in the story of Chanukah? Yeah, it's true, and we have to know that it happened, and they were punished. They're very nice, but it has nothing to do with Chanukah. According to Rambam, this is where the Chasam took it too far. Well, you know, what the Rambam is doing is what we call in English, too much information. This is not required information to understand the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So it seems from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that it was not an Avera for the Kohanim to appoint kings. Otherwise, why is the Rambam mentioning it? In fact, the Rambam holds this is such a critical part of this story that it's part of the miracle of Chanukah. In fact, people ask on the last words of the Rambam, why does the Rambam say they restored Malchus to Yisrael for more than 200 years? Why is that necessary? That seems like an afterthought. It's not really connected to the miracle of Chanukah. And explanation given is, no, that's very important to Chanukah. That the fact that we gained autonomy. Why is that very important? Because if you remember, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yadalet asks, why don't we say Halal on Purim? And the Gemara gives various reasons. Either it happened in Chutz La'aretz, or laning the Megillah's Halal. And one answer the Gemara gives, why we don't say Halal on Purim, the Gemara says, how could you say Halal? In Halal you say, Hallelu Avde Hashem. Praise all you servants of God. Sing to the Lord. And the Gemara says, but Akati Avde Achashveroi Shanan. We can't say that we're Avde Hashem because we're not Avde Hashem. We're still Avodim Tachashveroi. We didn't have autonomy. Therefore, you could ask the same question about Chanukah. How could you say Halal on Chanukah? Akati Avde Antiochus Anan. We're still subjugated to Antiochus. Therefore, the Rambam was compelled to say that they restored Malchus to Yisrael for more than 200 years. We gained autonomy. If you gain autonomy, you could say Halal. You could say Halal Avde Hashem. But why does the Rambam add that nekuda that they made a melech from the Kohanim? It must be the Rambam holds that that was not an Avera. So how could that be? How could you say that making a king from the Kohanim is not an Avera? So it's interesting. If you look in the Abarbanel in Parshas Vayechi, Abarbanel disagrees with Ramban. And the Abarbanel says, Lo yasur shevet miYehuda does not mean that a king cannot come from another shevet. It's not a tzava, it's not a will, it's a nevuah. That Torah leadership will always be in the hands of Shevet Yehuda. And it was, even in the times of the Chashmonaim, there was a governor in Yerushalayim from Shevet Yehuda that was a Torah leader. But to say that it's an Avera to appoint a Melech from another Shevet, it's not true. Look at the original Shoftim. They weren't all from Shevet Yehuda. Shaul HaMelech was not from Shevet Yehuda. So the Abarbanel disagrees with the Ramban. Aye. So you'll ask, so according to the And therefore we'll say, just like the Abba Arbanel disagrees with Rambam, so does the Rambam. And therefore the Rambam includes the fact that they appointed a melech from the Kohanim. The Rambam learns that this is not an Avera. But now we have to deal with the question, so why does the Gemara say they were all wiped out then? If it wasn't an Avera to appoint a king from the Kohanim, why did they suffer such a terrible fate? Well, comes Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Sefer Resisei Laila, and he says something very interesting. He says, Barur be'enai, it is clear in my eyes, that it doesn't mean that nobody remained from the family of the Chashmonaim. It means nobody remained befirsum, and somebody who claimed that they came from them. Because Hordas killed out anyone who he knew about, and the rest of them obviously hid, and were not mefarsim the fact that they came from the Chashmonaim, lest Hordas kill them out. And the Malchus of Hordas continued for at least 100 years, and during those 100 years, anyone who descended from the Chashmonaim were afraid to say so, but certainly there were many remnants of the Chashmonaim, but they just kept it in hiding. So this is a very interesting machlokes, whether in fact the Chashmonaim did an Avera or not. And some suggest in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, he brings down, that even if the Rambam would agree that in general you can't appoint a melech from Kohanim, it could be in the times of Chanukah, it was a Hirasha, it was a special measure. After all, the Ramban said, if not for the Chashmonaim, the Torah would have been forgotten. So in order to maintain a certain leadership, they had no choice other than to step into the role of melech. But what I really want to share with you is an incredible thing in the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, he is ma'atik the words of the Rambam. Ma'atik means he copies over. He's quoting the words of the Rambam. And even though he's quoting the words of the Rambam, they took all the vavs. Oh no, here's one. Even he leaves out three words of the Rambam. Tuf Resh Ayin. If you get a chance, you can take a look later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ki Babaya Sheni, in the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Shaar HaTzion says that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Rambam. Kishamalchu Malchei Risha, when the evil governor reigned, Gazu Gezeres Al Yisrael, they decreed Gezeres on the Jewish people, Ubatlu Dasam, and they were Mevatel, the religion, V'lahinicho Yisrael Asik B'Toyra, Upashtu Yadam Mamainam, V'nichnesu Lahechal, Upertzu by Pratzais, and they were metame, the tarois, and they oppressed them. Ad sharichim aleim lekei avoysam, v'gavru b'nei chashmonoi, v'hargam, v'hoshia Yisrael miyadam, v'chazra malchus Yisrael yesar masayim shana. And the Mishnah Berurah, who's quoting the Rambam, takes out of the Rambam the words, the four words, v'hi midu, Melech min ha-Kohanim. We ask, why does the Rambam say they made a king from the Kohanim? According to Ramban, that was a big chet. So we say, obviously the Rambam holds it wasn't a chet. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, and he takes out those words. Maybe because the Mishnah Berurah is siding with the Ramban, that intaka was something that's not proper. So he's quoting the Rambam because the Rambam gives us the story in the most succinct way. But on that detail of the Rambam, in deference to Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it out. Unless
he doesn't note that?
No. And this is the diak of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. That the Mishnah Berurah, no, this is the Mishnah Berurah Shita.
Okay,
Mishnah Berurah.
Note that he's quoting them.
No. Okay. Every Jew knows that where these words come from, you know. So, amazingly, in deference to Shita Ramban, Mishnah Berurah leaves out those words. Now, it could be, you know, there's a famous vart they say that, why is Chanukah not mentioned in the Mishnayos? And they say from the Chazam Sofer that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came from David HaMelech, and so to speak, out of respect to Shevet Yehuda, who Melucha belongs to, he did not want to record what the Kohanim did, taking Melucha away from Shevet Yehuda. Well, it could be the Chavetz Chaim, similarly, who is known to be very proud of being a Kohen. So in respect to the institution of Kahuna, he also didn't want to write didn't want to write what the Kohanim did. If according to some opinions, you know, maybe they did something wrong. And especially the Chavetz Chaim, who is so medactic in Lashon Hara, so he didn't want to reference any possible chet on behalf of the Kohanim. But it's a very interesting diok that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam and just leaves out those four words. Okay, Rabbi Say? Something nice to think about.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.